And actually, we were talking about the issues of keeping people on long-term lenalidomide. I was sharing with you, actually, right after that, we were talking about R-squared in follicular lymphoma, which involves longer-term use of lenalidomide, and lymphoma people kind of saying, oh, lenalidomide is a tough drug to give long-term. And we were saying, well, you know, the myeloma people use it all the time. Any sort of pearls of wisdom about how to keep patients successfully on lenalidomide long-term?
I think that one of this is the mindset also. I think lymphomas have the mindset of chemotherapy for a stipulated time frame, and then you're done and you move on. With myeloma, we've always talked about continuous therapy, so we've sort of accepted that as a norm. I think what we are beginning to see, though, Neil, is given that we're seeing so many combinations come up, given that we're seeing really high quality responses, we can begin to ask, when do we stop treatment as well, which is going to be a very legitimate question from a quality of life sort of profile for patients. Because although we say take the drug forever, you know, ask a patient who's on lenalidomide, they don't feel 100%, and that's for sure. As far as how best can you keep people on drug for as long as you can, I think recognizing toxicities and mitigating those toxicities as best as you can by dose reducing, dose interruptions, and so on and so forth are absolutely critically important. Lenalidomide, for example, you know, one of the chronic toxicities associated with lenalidomide is diarrhea. And most often using drugs like Imodium work, but there are certain other situations like lenalidomide, you tend to become lactose intolerant. So staying away from dairy is a good idea. Using drugs like cholestipol, which allows you to tolerate fatty foods better, actually makes a huge difference in the lives of patients.
When you're giving maintenance lenalidomide, is there a dose that's so low that it's just not worth giving?
So I have gone all the way down to 5 milligrams of lenalidomide also. I don't go below 5, but I've done kind of, you know, when they're on 5 milligrams, 3 weeks on, 1 week off. There are some patients who even that is too much, and I've done 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off. Beyond that, I have not gone any lower because, you know, that would probably be me treating myself. It'd be a homeopathic dose. But in general, you know, when you see patients on these drugs like the IMIDs going from 5 to 25, I don't think this is chemotherapy, which necessarily has a dose response. And that brings me to another one of your favorite questions of what do you consider as len refractory? Do you go up to 25 milligrams of len after 10? Well, I, you know, even if I do, that response doesn't last too long. It lasts a couple months and that's it. So in my mind, whatever dose of lenalidomide they were on, if they progress on that, they become refractory. But again, because of this lack of dose response, you know, you have the ability to go up and down depending on the ability of the patient to tolerate this.